Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with psychic and author Neil Baker. Hi.
Hi.
Well, here we are again on Monday, and we've got some wonderful callers in the queue. So we are going to be addressing each one of you that's waiting currently for a reading shortly, but that's in about 15 minutes. I don't know if I recognize any of these numbers. They may be new people. So, again, we do talk a little bit before we get to our calls. We are going to reach you, but that will be after our conversation. And today, Neil, we're going to be continuing our chat about motivation and follow-through. But first, I want to let everybody know how to get a hold of us or follow us. They could do so right here on Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button under our Blog Talk Radio profile name, Neil Baker Psychic. We've got a blue jay that is wanting to obviously interrupt the show really loud. See, he's quiet now that I said that.
Yeah, every time I go out, he wants a reading. It's very annoying. I find myself dodging him all the time. You've got a lot of relationship problems.
Didn't he throw an acorn at you today?
Threw an acorn, yeah. I gave him a nice reading, and for thanking me, he paid me with an acorn on my head.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well,
but I think jays are very malicious. They're rascals, and they think an insult is a very funny. They can be very insulting, and. Birds usually hate them. Sparrows will chase them. Nobody likes a jay.
Yeah, they used to eat my cat's cat food and torment.
They're
good at that. The cats were very afraid of them.
I love jays because they're actually guides. If you work them right, they do guide you. And so there's a really nice attitude about a jay.
Just watch out for flying debris.
You have to watch out for flying debris, and they do, like, they're like little leprechauns that watch over bridges. They do expect, if they do something for you, you have to give them something back.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have to give them something. I usually give them the finger, but
well, anyway, of course, again, here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us and also reach us on Facebook. There are two sites, Neil's site. Are you cutting me off? Neil's site. Facebook, which is linked under a Blog Talk Radio profile, and then the fan page, which is somewhere. You can find that via the friend page. But anyway, okay, well, we've got a lot of callers, Neil, so let's start talking about follow-through.
The quicker the better, follow-through.
That's right.
That's what my motto is.
Mm-hmm.
Follow-through is usually, you typically have it as your own gift. You're good at it, and it comes naturally for you, so you can turn off if that's what you are, and you don't need to listen to me. But if you do have a problem with follow-through, first of all, look at your birth date, and notice if there's any low numbers in your birth date, like zeros or ones or twos or even threes. Usually when those numbers are predominant in a birth date, or even if they're the master number, you're going to have a problem, you could have a challenging issue about follow-through. Although I've met people with master numbers of 8 and 9 who have had problems with follow-through as well. So I guess across the board, it can be problematic. First of all, I think what you have to do is, most of us don't have the machinery in our brains to go into a past life, discover why we procrastinate or we don't have follow through. So we're sort of at a disadvantage because we don't have that vision. Some of us are lucky, and I guess they do know. But short of that, you could look at your life, first of all, and say, you know, who in my life did not follow through on things? Mom, dad, grandparents. Those are the usually first indications of where one would have a problem with a root cause of not having follow through in life, where people just kind of procrastinate, and they find themselves saying, oh, yeah, I'm working on that, or I'm going to get to that. Well, those are really toxic attitudes about follow through. They are not actually actualized comments. They're forever impending, and they're forever ahead of us. There are other rare opportunities where people say, yeah, I'm working on that, and they do follow through, but those are rare exceptions. So first of all, you can have to check your own history and see where you have, if there's been a pattern, because it could be rooted in, what would you call it, depression, fear, lack of self-esteem. These are the things that usually procrastinating and not following through feed on. That's the diet that they get.
Mm-hmm.
And those can be thereby rooted into other aspects of the psyche. Now, there is an energy level. I'm going to clue you people in. There is an energy level in the body where we can obtain the energy of follow-through, and that's actually in the third chakra, your stomach. That's where all the burning energy is. You know, some people may think it's in the brain, but the brain and the stomach sometimes are fed. The brain feeds the stomach because the brain says to the stomach, I'm hungry, or vice versa. The stomach says to the brain, I'm hungry. Well, the brain and the stomach also work in terms of follow-through. If your hunger is really about self-actualizing your life as opposed to self-actualizing your diet or what you need to eat. So that energy is in your stomach. So most of us, it's pretty easy if we're hungry, if our stomach is saying we're hungry and it's sending a message to our brain, we're empty, we need to be filled. Most of us will reach for something to eat. We don't sit there going, gee, I wonder if I should have something to eat. Let me think about this. I'll take a class in trying to figure out if I need something to eat. Most of us don't go through a great debate of the mind to decide when we just go and get something to eat. Well, the same thing happens really in actualizing ourselves with a certain task. Because think of it, people, you don't really have, most of us, unless we have an eating disorder, but most of us don't have a problem filling our stomach. Why do we have a problem filling our ego, our confidence, our follow-through, or our completing tasks? It's because it's rooted in a different element of dysfunction,
mm-hmm.
and that would be family dysfunction or psyche dysfunction, ego dysfunction. And what you have to do is, first of all, say to yourself, these fears are irrational.
And so usually that comes with a disruption in a lower chakra rather than a higher?
Yeah, you know, well, yes, because the lower chakras are rooted to the family. You know, our lower chakras, our first chakra, second chakra, that's rooted to our foundation and our family connections. So usually that's, you know, that's where the problem is, the first and second chakra. So as it climbs to the third, it gets clogged.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a clogged energy in there. Now, this is in regards to self-esteem.
I see.
So it can't
rise.
The third chakra, the stomach. So how can it get to the fourth, the heart, fifth, communication, sixth, actualizing, and seventh, spiritual transcendence?
Okay.
It can't get up there because it's stuck usually at the third chakra. And so we just are kind of saying, well, we'll get to it. We'll do it. Well, you know, I don't have confidence. So whatever the phrase may be, you got to realize that there's a clog in your third chakra, not regarding food or hunger, but regarding the appetite of ego, and in this instance, the ego of completing a task. So what do you do? First of all, you got to connect to your third chakra.
Okay.
And you got to say, hey, whatever's down there that's blocking me, let it go. Let it go and let me have the confidence to fulfill my appetite. I need to get moving. So what do? Use an analogy. If we're hungry, what do we usually do? We go to the refrigerator, or we go to the stove, or we go to the cookie jar, or we go out to
cookie jar, yeah. Healthy eating tips by Neil Baker.
Yeah, well, just in case Sesame Street fans are watching.
Right.
We go somewhere. Okay, we go to the garden. Okay, you happy? We go to the garden.
We eat
vegetables.
I'm delighted.
You know, that's another thing about vegetables. Real digressing here. But we were vegetarians by nature because I was thinking about it today.
Hunter-gatherer.
Well,
or
babies,
gatherer.
You don't. The
I
first foods that babies eat are not, you don't, hey, I'm cooking a steak for you, shut up. here, it's happening. It's usually peaches.
Pureed,
prime rib. Asparagus, all that kind of stuff. I don't know why I'm talking about
I'm
that.
Sure. But
yeah. Well, you go to the kitchen, you eat. We don't have a problem. We know exactly what to do when we're hungry. So what do? If we need to get ourselves going. We sit down. We start writing that book. We start writing that chapter. We start looking on the internet for the links, whatever we want to do. We start designing our things in blueprints. We start making phone calls. We start the process of doing something instead of procrastinating. If we procrastinated in our diets the way we procrastinate in our lives,
people
we would be dead.
Well,
we wouldn't be eating.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
See? And then you think about junk food. Okay, so let's say, well, I don't have a problem eating. And let's say all you're eating is junk food. That's like saying, well, I don't have a problem with procrastination. I may not be doing what I want to do, but I do a lot of other things. I went to the store, and I filled my time doing this, and I watched television. Junk food.
Mm-hmm.
It's junk. It's not, because it's not feeding your vital spirit, what you really want to do. So it's junk. And you got to realize, whatever you're doing at any given moment in time, is this my essence? Am I completing my essence? And if you're not, then just be logical and say, this is not good for me. I got to change my diet. I got to change my attitude and start the process. Now, if upon hearing what I'm saying and you still find the problem, then you need help.
Mm-hmm.
You need some kind of therapy or yoga or something. Something has got to get, we got to discover what's going on with you. And then that's when readings become involved and things like that. And then lastly, before we get to our callers,
right.
If people say, I'm doing that, but nothing's happening. I'm doing that, but nothing's happening. Well, you might have to change your attitude. You might have to change your ways. I went and got the food that I wanted, but it was horrible. Well, maybe you went to the wrong restaurant. Maybe you didn't investigate it well enough. So maybe you have to change your approach to what you're doing and discover there could be a blockage in the fourth chakra.
So you would have to investigate further than the third chakra.
Yeah. Let's say I'm writing and I'm doing that and I'm getting nothing back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Maybe there's a problem in your fifth chakra.
Right.
So you have to maybe change your writing. Maybe your writing skills aren't that good. Or so you have to take a class and improve your writing skills. Maybe your plotting isn't that good.
Right.
Or your research is dull. So you just have to fine-tune it. But everything is manageable. And the way to succeed is to problem solve while you're in the process of working. That's very important. I always admire when people come to my home to fix something. I admire the people who problem solve and figure it out while they're in the process of working. And because I really see a plumber come to the house and he goes, I can't fix it. I don't know what's going on. I'm going home. I don't, usually they scratch their head and they figure it out and they don't have a temper tantrum or anything. They just get it figured out and they analyze it. So it becomes creativity is a problem-solving event as well. And so is procrastination. It's problem-solving.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yeah. Everybody can wake up now.
Wake
up to the idea that we're all self-actualized beings, and anything short of that is an excuse.
Well, when you put it in the terms of a plumber coming to the house and becoming frustrated and breaking down because he can't fix a problem, I mean, it's really helpful if we can put ourselves in that framework of thinking in our own lives when we have something that seems difficult to solve. Because if we can apply logic and creativity to a situation, we can transform anything.
That's right.
So
it's just problem solving and procrastination.
It puts it in perspective.
Not hard to do.
It puts it in perspective. Okay, we've got five people in line, so I'm going to take we have two callers from area code 407, actually our first and last callers. So 407-927, I'm going to bring you on the air now. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? Who's this?
I'm good. My name is Michelle.
Michelle, hi. 1 hour or two?
Two.
Okay. And have we talked to you before, Michelle?
Just very briefly on Barbara DeLong's show.
Oh, okay. Well, nice to have you here. Glad to have you. What's your birth date?
It's 10/17/74.
And where are you calling from, Michelle?
Florida.
What did you say?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. Go ahead with your question, Michelle.
I want to know what you see upcoming for my love life.
All righty.
Love life. And you're 39 years old. You're 39 years old.
Right.
And your master number is 3, so you've gone through 13 cycles of your life right now. Well, you're starting on your 13th cycle, so we might even see a love life beginning in your love life category. There could be a beginning before October or an ending in a beginning love life. You're not in any loving relationship at the moment? I mean, a significant other, established relationship?
I have something. I'm just not sure what I want to do with it.
You have something, but you're not sure what you want to do with. That's a management problem. You know, there's something that's lacking in the person that you feel as a teammate, as a team person. They're not matching your vibration. So there's something about the person that you're dissatisfied with, obviously, and disappointed in, because the person isn't probably following through on the merits and the intensity of the relationship. Now, am I right or wrong about that?
That's really right.
So what you got to do is you got to look and say, you know, either look at it as a, first of all, look at it as an employer-employee and say, what's the problem? Why aren't you giving me enough in this job that, you know, you're not happy in this job? Is this not really what you want? Do you have a learning disability? Did somebody die at home that you can't perform the way you should? What you have to do with the person is say, why? Look the person in the eye, if you haven't already, and say, why are you not invested in this on the same level that I feel I'm invested in it? Why aren't we matching our goals here towards a fully realized relationship? Have you done that yet?
Yes, off and on.
Yes, off and on. So you have a bad connection because it's going off and on. And
yes.
So the person gives you reasons, but you're feeling like, well, in time, what that reason you gave me doesn't seem to be working.
I don't think it's working.
No, the person's stuck, Michelle, and they want what they want because they probably have benefits in the relationship, but they're stagnant. And they can only, you want to go 100 yards and they can go 60. But in the 60 yards, they have benefits, so they keep themselves there. And when they get to the 60-yard line, they stop. And you go, wait a minute, we have 40 more yards to go. What are you doing stopping here? Oh, no, that's it. That's all I can do. We're okay. Don't worry, I've got this and this and this going, and that's why I'm at the 60-yard line. But we'll get there eventually. You know, probably in my crude metaphor, this is what the person does. And I feel that you got to establish at some point, Michelle, I can't do this. This is going to limit my potential. And I can't afford to hold on to you. You're becoming an asset that's becoming a burden. There was something about this that had a nice start, but it's got a weak beginning, weak end. So, you know, it doesn't matter. I would probably suggest you move on. Has this relationship been going on about 2 years, or where are we at in terms of 2 years?
Yeah, it actually started over about 2 years ago. That's correct.
Yeah. So, you see, I'm getting your vibe, and I'm giving it back to you. That's my job, and I'm just saying to you that I would wish that the two of you could make it. I don't want to present more problems for you. And if it works, if it can be workable, it's workable. But I'm getting the sad conclusion that this is a dead fish, like Woody Allen would say. We've got a dead fish here. You know, it's done. Go on, move on. Don't waste your time. If this person values you and your self-esteem and his self-esteem, considering it's a man, then, you know, he'll say, wait a minute, I know you woke me up. I don't want to lose you, and I'm prepared to make changes. And then you can make a decision whether you want to hold him to it. But I would say to move on.
Yeah, and I kind of feel that way too. But I, for some reason, I feel like somebody else is going to come into my life that's probably more appropriate for me.
Yeah, yeah, but don't conduct yourself like, you know, okay, I'll leave when I get the other nest coming. You know, don't build your life upon waiting. Build your life upon being active and having faith that what happens will happen. Don't hang on to this waiting for someone to come in and then you make your leap. You know, boldly make a leap of faith and move forward. You're not going to be alone. So I'm not worried about giving a reading to a woman to where I have to say, oh, my God, this was your last choice in life. That's it for you. Nobody else. No, you're not going to be alone. You end with a 7-4. That's spirituality and heart and balance. So this guy isn't the only, you know, guitar player in town.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Michelle. Hopefully that helps. All right.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
so
you.
Much. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. It's tough on the radio, as I always say, to go into the depth that these specific issues that people bring to us.
A longer
conversation oftentimes is merited.
Yeah, I mean, that's up to the person, but that always can help, of course, you know, because then you work. You don't just get a quick answer. Then some work applies and energy work and all that kind of thing.
Yes, that's right. Okay, and I'm very confused here. We just lost somebody, which... Let's see. Okay. I guess it's our 361 number we lost. Oh, all right. 805 area code's next.
You know, National. There's one on State Street, too.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi,
how are you?
Good. Who's this?
My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Donna, give us your birth date again. I don't have it handy.
April 22nd, 1954.
What's going on?
I wanted to know pretty much the love life, too, if there's someone coming in for me and I'm out. I'm trying, so it's not like I'm not doing anything.
All right.
Well, April 22nd. I know a lot of people born April 22nd. You're 1954. You're 27.9. That's your master number. You're 60 years old.
Yes.
You have a 1954 morphs into a 10 or a 1. Oh, there's your problem. That's your problem. So it's going to be in the foundation chakra. Donna, are you having any resident problem, living situation? anything difficult in the home going on right now?
Not yet. I mean, I hope not. I mean, seems okay, but I am having a housing appointment coming up, and I don't know how that's going to fare. So.
Oh, you're having a housing appointment? That's what I'm going at. My psychic stuff is going over there. What's that housing appointment?
Just to see if I qualify this year for housing.
Oh, well, that's good, Donna, because that's the vibe I was getting. So you're
okay.
In the process of, see, what you're entering is a world of where the universe starts to make decisions happen upon you. So you're entering a world right now where you're kind of going through, it's like a car wash. You're going through the wash cycle or something. You're going through the cycle where the world's going to either nurture you with water or leave you deprived. So that's what we're entering right now. Think of it as that metaphor, the car wash, and we're going through that zone. Do you have any problems with your car or any impending problems that you've been working on with your vehicle?
Well, I just fixed them. My transmission went out. I had to buy another transmission, and so I went through a lot with my car.
Yeah, you see, so I'm gathering the stones that I need to gather in a psychic reading to kind of read where you're at in the world right now, and then we get these quick, rapid validations to help me. Concoct your journey. Now, so what you're entering is a world of, you're about to enter the world where it says, okay, anything can happen. So you go through that door like a fun house, and you don't know what's going to happen. First of all, you have to approach it, Donna, with saying, I respectfully speaking, in terms of the universe, I take command of my life.
Okay.
In taking command of my life, I recognize that above me is God.
Yes.
But the grace of God, I have free will. And my free will is composed of faith and positive attitude. And my faith and my positive attitude combine to bring me a relationship that is fulfilling, fruitful, healthy, and long-lasting. And then you plant that seed, meaning you give the seed to the angels, and they plant it for you, and voila, there's your individual that's coming. Now, you have a 5-4, which is communication and heart. And so you speak through your heart. And so you speak through your heart, and you don't confuse it with inadequate statements or lack of faith or anything like that, Donna. And I think that if you do that, you'll probably have a relationship coming by maybe October.
Oh, good.
So let's see how this experiment works. And, good luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Donna.
Thank you.
596-7818. We've lost a couple of people here waiting in queue, so we can kind of adjust our time frame accordingly. Our Skype caller we see, and I want to let them know to press 1. Yes, thank you. Okay, but 407 is next. Then we have Athena. Oh, and then we're getting another caller, so 856. So we've got 3 people right now in about 30 minutes.
3 people, and we had a couple of drops.
Yeah. Too bad. Okay, so good morning, 407.
Hi, this is Laura. I've talked to you guys before. My birthday is 4/24/81.
I'm sorry, say it again.
My birthday is 4/24/81.
And you're in Florida?
Yes.
29/11/2, and you're... Okay. Yes. Laura, good morning.
Hi.
What's your question today?
Both me and my husband, we, for the past year and a half, we seem to be stuck in this cycle where our career and our finances just won't move forward. We've just been struggling for so long, and I'm just wondering, you know, when this might pass.
Okay. Do you have any children?
Yes.
No, I don't. I won't remember.
I have a son from my previous relationship, and then I have my two stepkids from his previous relationship.
Which of the children, if not, maybe there's more than one, that went to college and got a degree?
We're only in our 30s. Our kids are from 8 to 13.
Okay. Well, you got children. Okay, that's good. Now the college and the degree is where we have a problem. So the children are too young. So which one of you two went to college with a degree?
Both of us did.
Okay. And who has a degree, maybe not exactly, but kind of an engineering kind of mechanical science lean?
His is criminology. Mine is like graphic design and marketing. But when I started, I used to do CAD, more like drafting. Like an engineer type of job earlier.
That's you. Graphic design.
That's me.
Okay. So now I want to ask you something else, Laura, real quick. When was the last time you had a tooth problem? Had to have a tooth pulled or root canal or something with the teeth?
I have problems with my teeth. I just can't afford to go to the dentist right now.
Okay. You have problems with your teeth. That's all I need to know. Yeah, there's a certain... What I'm getting from these validations as I'm running around the map here and collecting weird little pieces of information, I'm putting them together and analyzing the data like an archaeologist, and I'm looking at this stuff. I'm going, problem in the karma zone. So we don't have a lot of time because this demands more time than I can give you in a five-minute radio show. But what's your husband's birth date?
1/29/78.
Yeah, that's where the problem is. You're a 29/11 too, and he's born on the 29th.
Yeah.
And he's 37/10/1. So together you're a 1/2. Oh boy, you're both compounded. The two of you need a little bit of energy work. You're stuck in a zone that requires a small amount of energy work. And that's where the problem is. I imagine that the two of you scratched your heads and figured out how to increase your energies together, you'd be able to solve your problem. Otherwise, you need somebody who knows what they're doing to get the two of you out of your energy zone so at least the blockage is broken and then sometime thereafter the energy will flow. But you're in a clogged situation that has to do with karma.
Okay.
And you got to correct that. And I don't, you know, it would take more time, Laura, than I can give you on a radio show, but that's my diagnosis, that you have clogged karma. But the good news is that it's just clogged. There's nothing wrong. You know, talking about plumbers. If you have a clogged pipe, you don't need new piping. You just need to unclog it. But, you know, you try all you want. You're trying to do everything and nothing works. You finally say, okay, we need a plumber. And then he comes in with his snake and he says, that's it, $69, we're done, and that's it. Well, you need a plumber. You need someone to unclog the energy. There's something going on between the two of you to where the metaphor would be you got a clogged drain pipe.
So, like, you both of us at once?
What's that?
So both of us would need this at once?
Probably. Are you both having problems?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my husband's a lot more skeptical about this kind of stuff. You know, he's not exactly like, you know, if I tell him, like, yeah, we need to go get energy work done, he's going to be like, okay.
No pun intended. That's
sure.
Not criminal. That's not criminal of him to have that, even though he's in criminology. You know, I'm a realist too. So, okay, so forget him. Process energy through you might work for the both of you. Because the reason being, the reason I'm not making too much of a fib here is that you're a 29-11 too, and he's born on the 29. So there's a way to work with one individual as opposed to two to make this work. But it requires a, you know, half hour, I don't know, something like that. You know, it's a plumbing job. It's a clogged pipe that needs to be unclogged.
Okay. Well, just another quick question because I don't exactly understand. But I know I have a friend who works with EMF, and I guess that, is that like energy work?
Isn't that emotional freedom technique or something?
I'm not even sure.
EFT, EMF, I don't know.
Yes, people like lay on a table, and it kind of almost looks like Reiki, but she's talking. And
I just looked it up, so I'm wrong. I mean, I was thinking emotional freedom technique. This is electromotive force. I mean, you know, I would... There's a lot of different types of energy work that you can do. I mean, Reiki, like you mentioned, there's meditation, there's, you know, Neil doesn't do this type of work, but, you know, if you were to speak with Neil, he would work in his own way. It just depends on what you're comfortable with. I don't think, Neil, do you know anything about EMT?
Well,
EMF, rather?
Yeah, I mean... They can work. It's in the gift of the trainer, the guide, and the cooperation of the energy. Any energy field can have potential to work, and any electromagnetic field or biological chemical field can produce results, and any technique can bring favor to the picture. But it's in the eyes of the beholder and in the hands of the keeper. So, you know, you need those two combinations or else it's just frivolous. I mean, you know, a good kick in the pants can do it too. It doesn't matter. There's all from sophisticated to crude techniques can work, but I wouldn't, you know, say that, oh, the prescription is this, go for that, because I would be misleading you if I just said that that's going to work.
And, you know, Neil, we've got to move on. We've got a lot of callers coming in. So hopefully, Laura, that's helpful to you. I wish I could give you more information about the specific thing you're asking about, but I just don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Right. Thanks. Oh, my goodness. All right. Lots of callers, Neil. Let's get to Athena. Hi, Athena. A-T-H-E-N-A.
Good morning, Neil and Kristen.
Hi.
I just have something actually really general. It wasn't actually a personal reading, but can I just say really quick to the last caller who's having problems with her teeth, I'm not sure if it's cavities or something like that, but she might want to look into remineralization.
Cool. Okay.
And particularly if it's cavities. So that's just for her to know. But regarding your topic today,
Athena, can we get your birth date?
Absolutely. That's 10-10-72.
10-10-72. Okay.
Past life dentist.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so noticing that all my numbers are low except for the 9 and the 7, regarding your topic today, I would have to say that you're, like, dead on. I'm, like, very much like that. I have so many things in progress. You know, like an English course that I've been taking for the last probably 2 years, which should only have taken 6 months, just a whole laundry list of things. So what I'm curious about is, in general, is, you know, following through being based on energy blockage that may require karma, is it still considered negative if you're just someone interested in a lot of things?
Okay, first I want to say something about your numbers. Actually, you don't have a 9. The 19 and the 9 is not, you know, that's not looked at as a 9. So your number, your highest number is actually 7. Because most of us, I mean, unless you're born in the 19th century, the 1800s, or the, you know, 21st century, the 2000s, everybody has a 9. So you don't really look at the century. Is that right, Neil?
That's right.
So, with that said, and let me remind Neil, this is Athena from Costa Rica, you know, with the kids and everything, with the pictures. Okay, so I'm just getting that straight.
Athena, you have 2 tens. You actually have 3 tens, because you have 2 tens in your month and day, and 1972 is actually a 10. 7 plus 2, and here the 19 is a 10 or a 1. So 7 plus 2 plus 1 is 10. You have 3 tens. but you have two distinct tens. Now, when you look at those two tens, your karmic number is 21. Let's double that, 42. That takes us to this October, when you'll be 42. That means you will have completed two full cycles of your karmic big chunk of energy in years, 21 plus 21. So I think that to your question, changes are probably going to occur very strongly at 42, starting this October. And to have diverse interests, no, then we'd have to condemn Benjamin Franklin and Michelangelo. You know, they're all criminals for having so many interests. No, that has nothing to do with it.
General, it's not bad if you don't follow through on everything, if it's just that you like so many different things. I mean, like, I like clogging and just all kinds of weird stuff. So it's like I don't really have time to always completely follow through. So in general, for humanity, it's not like I'm, like, condemned to something or having to come back just because I don't follow through. Okay.
No.
Great.
The only way, if you're working diligently 24/7, so to speak, but, you know, diligently at everything and you don't have time for everything, no, then you're a lucky person because you have so much to do and you don't have all the time to do it, so your life is fulfilling. It's overwhelming, and you're doing it all. But if you're saying, I have so much to do, and let's see, I spent 6 hours today watching television and laying down, now we're talking about coming back. So if you waste time, in the analogy, I give you a garden. When I come back, here's God. When I come back, is it the same as I gave it to you? Is it less, or is it blooming with fruit? Produce fruit. And if you have diverse interests and talents and goals, work hard at all of them. You can prioritize them and do the best you can, but as long as you're fulfilling every minute and second of your life with attitude and activation, you're not required to come back, from what I've heard from angels, unless you elect to. But if you're wasting time, procrastination will surely build you time to come back. You're building actual earth time by procrastinating. And if that doesn't bother you, if you want to come back, then I would say, you know, sit down and watch television until you die. I promise you, you'll probably come back. Unless you're a TV critic, then you won't.
Okay. Well, that is awesome. And I really loved you guys' topic today, as usual. And just so you know, that most of the time I don't sign in on the phone, and I listen to every single show. So it would be really awesome if, you know, once you have a lull or there's no one there, if you could go back to your general topic, that would be so cool.
Okay, well, yes, we will. We've been trying to implement a little bit of a return to topics, but it's just so hard when we have callers coming in at, you know, all times. But yes, we'll definitely try to
Yeah, we should actually,
more
you know, people
topic.
Can take a vote if they'd rather hear more of our discussion than do readings and see what the population out there. We get a lot of calls and emails from people, so if you want to put your two cents in as to what's more important, we're here first for callers, and we try to squeeze in a little bit of discussion, but we can always change that.
And Athena, you can always email us questions that aren't personal, that are more energy-based through our email. You have my personal email. You can do it that way.
Thank you.
So you can do that. We'll take questions that way and try to address them on the air if you can't get on.
Okie doke. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, we've got a couple callers left, Neil. 856 and then 818. All righty. 856.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. Who's this?
Rose Maria.
Okay.
Rose Maria.
Rosa Maria?
Right.
Rosamaria.
Right.
Hey, your birth date?
12/31/74.
Is this Rosa Maria from Italy? 367?
Right. I'm back in the U.S.
I'm noticing you're not in Italy.
I shifted again.
Good. What's going on?
I left in bad terms with a friend/that I'm interested in. So whatever we can pick up on that one. Do you need his birthday?
That would be good. Sure.
10/25/60.
Okay. 4/6.
24/6, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 3/4/5. Got here. You're a compounded energy, Rosa Maria. You're a 28/10/1, and your friend, your male friend, is a 24/6. So together you become a 7. Now, together you become a 7. What's interesting about your combined master numbers is 12/3/1 adds up to 7. 3 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1. There's 1/7. No, don't forget, the two of you combined are a 7. He's born on the 25th, which is a 7. You have a 7 in your year, 74, and 1960 adds up to a 7. So there we have all the 7s. Okay, now, what else do we have a problem with? The attitude is that there's a discussion. You see, there may be something, Rosa, Rosa Maria, you're centered in, you have a high energy of 7 going on, but you're also centered very solidly in the first chakra, which is about truth, honesty, foundation, family. Now, you may have problems in that energy because of karma, but you know, your energy goes down to that level. He's a 6, so that's the third eye in the 6th chakra, and his energy may be more elusive, harder to pinpoint. And there may be a misunderstanding between the way you two look at things, to where you may say to him, look, I have a problem. He goes, well, I don't want to talk about it.
All right. No.
Is that right?
Right, and then a lot of confusion around it and the way they think there. Like you said, the truth and stuff. I'm like, you people lie like I don't know what. I'm like, I'm saying the truth, and you people, I'm like, never mind. You hit that pretty good.
Yeah. So as you're one... can have confusion in it, but if it doesn't have confusion in it, you're a real, you know, get down to the ground level of communication and reality and what makes sense and what's logical and honest. And their energies, you know, you're a 28/10/1. Well, he has a 10 in his month, so he does connect to you on a private karmic level. In other words, you two have shared a past life together. And, But the only change is that they may not see reality now in the same way you do. And that's
right.
Where I think the problem exists. So sometimes I find that the success in communicating in situations like yours is you need a good mediator if you're not one yourself. If you can't play mediator and communicator, and sort of just try to understand where they're coming from. Sometimes it's very challenging and frustrating.
Uh-huh. I got that. That's true.
There's a way, Rosa Maria, to conduct a conversation with this person where both you're communicating with them and at the same time evaluating what they need to hear without losing your own basis in the conversation. Now, if they're just out to be passive-aggressive, they don't want the relationship, or they have some kind of dynamic, some problem, dysfunction, and they have a problem having healthy relationships, you're going to find yourself utterly frustrated with trying to communicate with them. And they just become problematic, unruly children that you just want to slap and put in a chair. But no, you know, not, I don't abuse children. I'm not talking about that. But, that's where it stands. And so, you have a problematic situation going on based upon karma, but can be worked out through skillful communication.
Got you, yeah, because I know you blocked my numbers from there, the ones from here, no. So, actually, what you did about the way to communicate with him, I did that, what you said about the children, but he, like, took care of that one.
Then you got to move on, because you've succeeded in promoting a well-being of energy between the two of you. If he doesn't want it, he rejects it. Now, don't get sick over trying to connect with him. move on, wish him well, higher guidance, find the light, and move on, and don't feel guilty about it. You've done what you needed to do.
Okay. Well, Rosa Maria, I hope it's helpful to you, and yeah, let us know what happened.
Cool. Gotcha.
Hey.
I hope we communicate soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Everyone can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest of the sites that we're on, which I'm sure I don't know the half of. Okay. 818.
Really? Are we on sites that we don't know about?
No, I'm teasing. Oh. It's a joke. 818. Don't want to panic you there. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. My name is Debbie. And,
hey, Debbie.
Hi. Recently, in the last year and a half, my life has changed drastically, and I was just kind of wondering what was next.
What's your birth date, Debbie?
7675.
7675.
1975? You're a 35-8. 13, 23, 33, 34, 35. You're a 35-8.
And I hear a baby in the background.
Yes.
Okay, Debbie. Have you? Are you going through any kind of difficult relationship situation?
Yes.
And is there not a common factor in the way that you and your your significant other communicate?
It can be difficult. I mean, we recently had a baby, and we live currently still separately and are trying to work on everything and, you know, being a family, and it's difficult.
Yeah. Well, the energy, you know, when you have a strong karmic tie with somebody, Debbie, and the karmic tie is so intense that with the person you have a baby, and it could be unexpected, it could have come out, you weren't even expecting it. It might have been unplanned.
Yes.
Was it unplanned pregnancy?
Very much, yes. It was a surprise.
It was a surprise. So that unplanned pregnancy where there's a baby, first of all, you got to go, oh, my God, I've got a lot of karma with this person, because the energies between us defied logic, and it just happened. So you got to first say, wow, there's a lot of karma here. This is what's going on. Where did I know this person from? Why did we meet? Why did this happen? Well, it was dictated by karma, so there's no free will there. It just happened. I mean, there might have been a stream of consciousness where the two of you and you might have had a one-night encounter or something, or a couple of nights, and then, boom, it happens. And so there's a certain part of your life where you say, gee, you know, I'm responsible for that. But underneath that is operating a whole system of energies where there's a higher operator saying, ah, past life, you and this person are going to be together, and you're going to have a baby, and you've got to work this stuff out. And this person may even have the same master number as you. There may be some or in the energies between the two of you. So if you work out his birth date and your birth date, you may even have the same master number, which would be 8 in his case, and because you're an 8.
Okay.
And that you know, you got to determine that. You'd have to know his birth date. We don't have time to go over that, but you'd have to know his birth date. I don't know his birth date, but you'd have to know his birth date. And then you'd have to kind of work out what that energy is. And then say, okay, if we have the same master number, now there's even more going on. And this level...
Yeah, I think we do.
Oh, okay. You see? Now we're moving forward. So it gets a little bit, the train ride gets a little bit faster. And now we start to investigate what it might take to understand how we can make our master numbers meet. A lot of times, master numbers, like you're a 35-8. An 8 can be a
26.
You know, he may not have the same karmic number as you. So then it gets a little bit more confusing.
But 8s together, two 8s become a 7, which
which is the crown chakra.
Yeah.
So spiritual,
which is
energy.
Her month.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is great potential here, but because you're kind of pregnant out of wedlock and nothing was really planned, and now you're trying to go back and reinvent energy that would put it into proper sequence and alignment, because you kind of jumped the gun. Something else got out of alignment, and now you're forced to align your energies together, which is going to be a little bit of problem solving, but not unsurmountable. It's not unsurmountable, Debbie. What you have to do is, first of all, consider, once there's alignment, are the two of you compatible? Or once there's alignment between the two of your psyches, is it better just to say, we're better as friends and we need to be good people for the sake of our child, but we'll be happier with somebody else? Or,
right,
hey, we really work together. We're aligned now. That's the journey that's coming up.
Okay. That sounds about right.
I said that
sounds about right.
Yeah. Well, keep in touch, Debbie. We're here for you. And, you know, it's just a matter of working things out and then coming to your own self-discovery and there rejoicing in whatever that may be. There's no, in the end of the road, there's no real problem, because you're going to come to happiness if you do it right.
Right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Debbie. Is that all? Is there anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, thank
that
you so much.
That was it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, there's
the baby.
Baby
went,
said bye. That was cute.
Yeah, I've given readings to babies before and got nothing but stiff.
You like to antagonize babies and animals.
When I meet a baby, I talk to them as though they're 40 years old. I just talk off the top of my head. They usually look at me. And
well, essentially they are, I mean, if you consider their past life.
Yeah, they really are. I'm a firm believer that you talk to your baby as though they're a genius, and you just start talking to them. They'll babble for a while, but pretty soon they'll be a genius before they're seven.
Right. Okay, Neil, well, we are out of callers,
oh,
and we've got
callers.
A couple
okay.
minutes. I mean, we're almost out of time here, so...
Well,
any final thoughts for the day?
Well, no. I mean, final thoughts for the day.
Do we always?
You know, I don't. I you know, how do you finalize something? I like
know.
To
well,
continue.
Well, don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate.
Don't procrastinate on finalizing your thoughts.
You know, I wrote a novel that's 920. How many? 914 pages.
914,
yes. 914. And at the end, I said, to be continued.
That's right.
So I don't believe in finalizing anything, because the end of that novel is about continuing life.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I do have your Amazon page linked here. So if anybody is interested in looking at Neil's Amazon page and the books that he's published, you can find that under a Blog Talk Radio profile. I forgot that I did put that link on our page. So.
Great.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a fantastic book, everybody. It's brilliant, and it contains many, many secrets about the future of our planet. I mean, it's just so rich in content.
Well, it's a novel. Yeah.
It's a novel. It's a
novel.
So it's in a fictional construct, but it's a fascinating book. Fascinating.
But even at the end of 914 pages, I do believe you continue. You never end. So keep that in mind.
Okay. All right. You know what? One, I got another. I'm not going to have time to do a reading, but I will say hello to them. Is that all right?
Yeah, say hello, but we can't do
okay,
a reading.
No, we're not going to be able to do a reading. Hi, 313. Who's this?
Sherelle.
Hi, Sherelle. Oh, hey, Sherelle. You talked to us the other day. Well, you know what? We're out of time today, but I did want to bring you on to say hello. We're on Wednesday, so give us a call a little earlier in
okay.
able to speak with you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
now. Okay. We're done.
We're
bye,
done.
Everybody. See you Wednesday at 10.
To be continued.
That's right. To be continued.